number 4, clarify what the real issues are. How many times have you been upset, hurt, or angry over something, and have not been exactly sure why? Do you take the time to evaluate what has happened, what you're feeling, and why? Such a self-evaluation is meaningful to clarify what's going on. For example, if you find that you're annoyed when your husband invites his buddies over for Monday night football, ask yourself, am I irritated because of the mess they make, or do I mainly resent the time it takes away from the two of us? Another aspect of clarifying the issue is determining who owns the problem. Sometimes the problem is really not a marital issue, but one that belongs to the husband or wife. Remember, a thriving marriage is a relationship between two mature adults. Each spouse must assume personal responsibility to deal with many personal problems alone. If the way your husband or wife brushes teeth irritates you, it could be that the real problem is yours and that you need to deal with it. Perhaps by leaving the room while he or she is brushing, or changing your attitude to be more tolerant and accepting. The nature of the problem dictates how we should confront it. Some challenges require an internal change of attitude. Others require that we take personal action to correct our own behavior. And still others require a collaborative effort between spouses. Suppose a continual source of contention in your marriage is being late. To confront this effectively, you need to determine the real issue. In reality, is the lateness a matter of not planning ahead effectively, cramming too much into a short period of time, indecisiveness or inefficiency, being generally inconsiderate toward others, vindictively getting back at the spouse, or not having the knowledge or willpower to break old habits? If both partners are committed to being honest with themselves and each other, an essential requirement for a thriving marriage, they'll quickly get to the root of their problems so they can resolve them and move forward. In agreeing on the real issues, remember, when attempting to resolve conflicts, it's easy to get off track with peripheral stuff. It will help your discussion if you have agreed upfront what the real issue to resolve is. So can we agree that what we're trying to resolve in this discussion is fill in the blank? When you've done this, if either partner gets off track during the discussion, the other can appropriately refocus by saying, didn't we agree we're discussing fill in the blank? Afterwards, we'll discuss fill in the blank. It's important to stay focused on the real issue and stick to it until you've agreed on a solution.